ladies, you want softer, lovelier, more beautiful hands? Then listen to this. At last, science has come up with Hands Off, the amazing new balanced way for you to keep young and beautiful from the tips of your fingers to the wrist of your arm. Hands Off is so soft and so gentle, forming little beads of blue mecca crystals in your dishwater as it caresses your dainty skin. You'll never have rough and red hands again. Ladies all over America are saying, Hands Off. So will you, too, just like Mrs. Amanda Flip of Ossining, New York.
I never have rough red hands because I do all my dishes with my feet.
Get your hands off today.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
And it's time for the Joy Boy Show for Monday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here, looking at Ed Walker over there.
Yeah.
Georgie Brington is behind the glass. And the little Martha Page is up on top of the shelf.
Yeah, that's me.
And there, of course, is Bobby Chetton.
And our music director, John Hickman.
Yeah.
John, you've been practicing again.
John is right on cue. We can hiccup any day of the night, any time of the day.
That's it. And we have a nice show coming up for you this evening, we think.
We do?
Yeah, that's what I say.
I don't quite understand.
What is it?
Coming up on our program, we're going to take you to the adventures of Captain Daybreak.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by Circle Teen, the greatest name in instant flavored pizza.
Good.
Also, we will take you to one of the world's largest greeting card company manufacturers,
mm-hmm.
the Mark Hall Card Company, where we will interview the owner and a couple of their help, and finally Arthur Codfish, this being Monday night.
Good.
So it's a good... We have an award. Not an award. We have a...
From the Public Service Bulletin Board here is a little item.
From Wheaton, this one's State Line.
The Wheaton Whistlers and Wailers are whistling and wailing Wednesday in Wheaton. We wish you'd whistle and wail with the Wheaton Whistlers and Wailers Wednesday. Won't you?
Wow.
That's called Bizet Has His Day.
Vespronje desnilievich na radio Moscow.
That's done for you by Les Brown and his orchestra. What are you translating or something?
I was doing that. We have a couple of, the embassy listens.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Hey, good question for you now. Do you like Dixieland music?
Sure do, Ed.
Well, if so, then it's the Ooyab for
That's
you.
Why?
Yes, sir. Go down to the Ooyab today and enjoy the...
Let me see your copy.
There.
Ooyab.
What is it?
Quite obvious what's wrong.
What's the matter? Oh, I had it upside down, didn't I?
When they sent the copy in.
The Bayou. Yeah. The best in food and music at the Bayou, where you'll always find the best in feud and music. The best in food and music.
If you like the feud, folks, you go on down there, and they got a waiter war that goes on once a week down there. And, I mean, there's everything.
Come on down and join the musical fun that you'll find only at the Bayou in old Georgetown.
Captain Daybreak!
Circle Team, the greatest name in pizza-flavored orange drink, brings you another exciting episode of Captain Daybreak. Now, for tonight's exciting episode.
Tonight, boys and girls, our story is entitled Captain Daybreak and the Box That Wouldn't Open. As our story opens, we find Captain Daybreak, Billy, Chuck, Joyce, Uncle Billy, Bob, and the program department of television upstairs working diligently in their box. Something is wrong, as Captain Daybreak
said. Working diligently, and something is wrong here. If we can just open this box, Joyce, I'm sure that we'll find the secret formula that we're wanting so desperately.
I'll do all I can to hold it down, Captain Debray.
Ichabod, don't tear that cardboard there. There might be some...
I'm doing all I can, Captain Debray.
I am trying to help, Captain Debray.
Joyce, your foot is on my hand. Would you
Excuse
move
me,
it?
Excuse me, Captain Debray. If Joyce would get her foot off my other hand, I can help you a little better. I think we out. Joyce, if you just leave...
I'm sorry, Chuck.
This is
really
no place for girls.
Allison, this is no place for squabbling. We're doing an important service here, and we've got to get this box. I think I've just about got it open. Stand back, everybody.
Okay.
I'm going to lift the lid here. Would you look at that?
Golly! Bumps, Captain Debray.
Holy mackerel!
Suffering sassafras.
Jumping Jehoshaphat.
Wait a minute, Billy.
What?
That jumping Jehoshaphat was mine.
That's all right, Chuck. You stole
Somebody
my...
Somebody left out a gully bumps, I think.
Now, that was my line, and Chuck stole it. I was going to say it later.
Who had golly gee?
I was supposed to say holy cow, and Chuck, you butted right in on me
How
there.
How about
I
gee whiz?
Listen now.
You need to show up for rehearsal.
We ought to not squabble about these things. If you'd stop hogging the lines, Chuck, we wouldn't have this problem.
It says right here, holy smoke is my line, jumping Jehoshaphat is your line, golly bumps is Captain Daybreak's
line. Yes. And I never got to say golly bumps because you jumped the gun, Chuck.
Which one was I supposed to say?
Suffering sassafras.
Suffering sassafras.
Yes.
I don't even have it here.
Well, it seems as though we need a new scriptwriter along with some new plots here.
Now, boys and girls, stay tuned for Captain Daybreak's secret decoder message.
Thank you, boys and girls. Here's our secret decoder message for today. Have you got your secret decoder keys handy? All right. Our message for today is... R-22,
R-22,
L-56,
L-56,
Q-14,
Q-14,
and
P-38. Yes, Captain Daybreak, and what is tonight's secret decoded message?
Well, it's, it means,
Yes, Captain Daybreak.
Golly bumps, I don't know what it means. The announcer who thought it up has gone home for dinner, and I'm afraid...
I think he just went in the elevator. I'll run on down the hall if I can.
Hey, Charlie, you got the...
Circle Team, the greatest name in pizza-flavored orange drinks, has brought you another exciting episode of Captain Daybreak.
Captain Daybreak!
That's Ella Fitzgerald, and from the Paganini songbook, it's El Trovatore.
Thank you. That certain feeling is what it's called. Well, Safeway's great mix or match of dollar sale is here again. Tremendous varieties of food values for you to mix or match for a dollar. Here are some of the four for a dollar selection. 46-ounce can of Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink. Also, the 32-ounce can of K-Pec grape drink, K-Pec grape apple drink in the 32-ounce can. In the three-for-a-dollar group, 46-ounce can of Hawaiian punch, 46-ounce can of Hawaiian golden punch, 24-ounce bottle of Welch's grape juice. There you are, some of the wonderful values that await you when you shop during the great Mix or Match 'em dollar sale at Safeway, where food is first. So...
Your friendly Safeway store.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Willard Scott.
And this is Ed Walker. We're speaking to you from the factory of the Mark Hall Greeting Card Company, where some of the most famous greeting cards in the world are printed that you've seen in many of your favorite stores.
We're right here by the friendship section where they write all the friendship cards. Here's a sample that's just been written. The ink is not even dry, Eddie.
Oh, let's read that.
Because you've been so faithful, because you've been so true, I just wanted you to know there never has been a friend quite like you.
Typical of the high grade of cards that is printed by this company. And over here are the Mother's Day cards, Willard.
That's
one of
for next year, yes.
Yes, they're out early.
May I see this card?
Yeah.
So you just printed written this. Thank you. How we love you, gentle mother. You're all the world to us.
You're good and kind and fair and sweet, and never do you fuss.
That's very pretty. That's very nice.
Pretty I'm one? Glad you enjoyed it.
Thank you. Yeah. Going over here is the get well section. I notice a man has a Band-Aid on his head just for surrealism.
That's to make it appear as though I've been sick. It inspires me to write better cards that way.
May I see your card, the one you've just written?
Yes, uh-huh.
Thank you. Get well. So sorry, old friend, to hear that you were ill. If there's anything that I might do, including pay the bill, please, on my knee, I ask you, call on me. That's a very...
Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed that.
And here's the Valentine section right over here.
Yes, I print the Valentine.
How do you do, miss?
How do you do?
We're Walker Scott of WRC.
How do you do?
How do you do, miss?
How do you do?
See your latest card?
Here's a sweetheart card for Valentine's Day.
My heart has always wanted to be loved so fair and true, but in all my wildest dreams I never thought 'twould be a girl like you. Your eyes and lips remind me that life has little dear unless you are beside me to share away the years.
That's very lovely. Now, I think it's only fitting that we visit the man who made all of this possible, the man who is in charge of this greeting card company, Mr. Mark Hall. Where's his office?
Right over there at Eagle. Step right over here. All we'll right. Go right inside the office.
Okay.
Come right in here. And there behind the big desk over there.
I told you we got to have those cards printed by midnight tonight, and that's final. You understand that? All right. What do you want?
Well, Mr. Hall?
What?
We're Willard Scott and Ed Walker.
Yeah, I'm Ed Walker.
Who cares? I'm a busy man.
No, I'm sir, please. We just wanted to talk with you for a few moments. A
few minutes?
We know that.
Time is precious. Time is money.
But all your greeting cards...
I don't have the time to sit and be funny. That's a good card. Write that down.
We just thought we'd come in and say a few words and talk to you.
You said them. Get out.
No, but sir, we're with our microphone. We'd like to talk to you for just a second on radio.
Microphone? Is that your name?
No. Willard Scott and Ed Walker.
Willard Microphone.
We just thought it'd be interesting to chat with a man who's responsible for all these beautiful verses who brought this organization together.
Yes, I'm a great man. Let's face it. I've done a lot for the greeting card business, and I don't have time to sit around here and be interviewed.
Excuse me, Mr. Hall.
What?
I just finished the new line of Bon Voyage cards.
Don't just stand there. Read it.
Yes, sir. It's the newest Bon Voyage card. At last I hear you're leaving, so hooray, hooray. I know that I'll be grieving while you're away, away, Bon Voyage.
That's terrible.
Please,
every
sir,
cliche in the book you've got on that Bon Voyage card.
All the good.
Tear that card up. That's no good. We don't have time for that kind of trash.
My
card
is all I wanted to.
Come here. Ow! Come here. Oh, this is your Bon Voyage card.
Oh, I don't know.
We've been visiting with Mr. Mark Hall in the beautiful Mark Hall Greeting Card Company, and now, back to our studio.
Get out!
That's the Andrew Sisters recording of By Mere Bis Duchesne.
Thank you!
You're welcome.
Sinatra's my name. I'm in a new movie called Ocean's 11. It's all about Danny Ocean, that's me, and 11 pals, the night that we blew out all the lights in Las Vegas.
That's Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Angie Dickinson in Ocean's 11, Technicolor from Warner Brothers.
I knew they needed a new fuse out there. Starts Wednesday. Don't miss Ocean's 11. Downtown at the Metropolitan Theater. Uptown at the Ambassador Theater.
Thank you.
Ocean's 11.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
All starts Wednesday. Don't miss Ocean's 11.
I just read that.
Oh.
And now, Permo, the greatest name in paper towels, the only permanent paper towel that you can use over and over again, brings you Author Codfish Time. And now, here he is, Author, the old towel, Codfish.
Genevieve, sweet Genevieve, I'd give the world if I could be.
Author.
Something's wrong here.
You're playing something else with your hands and singing something else with your mouth.
Down here.
You know. Oops. Knocked over my ashtray, Author.
Got my string caught in your filter cigarette. Ned, it's been such a humid day, honest.
The humidity is rather permeating the atmosphere, Author. The percentage of humidity is approximately 90 to 95%.
It's been a few
according
day,
to the weatherman's prognostications for the area, we find that the
was
humidity
a few weekend
prognostications are very humid for the coming day or two. And we
I sincerely hope that you all are not confused by facts of any type that have been disclaimed at this particular interval of the program.
What do you mean, Arthur? Arthur, I think it's time for a commercial for our Permo.
I was hoping we could do a commercial for a Permo, the greatest name in non-depositable paper towels.
These are paper towels that you do not use and throw away, Arthur. You just let them dry for about a week, and they are reusable again.
Spongy little son of a guns, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
Your fist will bounce right back off. Drop in the stoa, and that's the time to look out for some moa.
Arthur, I notice you have a bag of what looks to be greenery from the farm, I presume.
That's right. I brought this little bit in here, if we can unwrap it.
Certainly.
And so we can unwrap this. There we go.
What are they, Arthur? Flowers?
See, when yesterday I was down in Virginia and I picked these beautiful wall-eyed Susans. It's a wonderful little wild mountain flower.
Yes.
You like these?
Arthur, I wish you wouldn't bring them in the studio.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
So long, Albert.
So long, everybody. We'll see you next Monday night, same time, much of this same station.
We'll see you tomorrow night on the Joy Boys, same time, same station. This is Ed Walker.
Well, Art Scott, thanking George Brinkman. Good old Bob. Art Page.
Yeah.
And John Hickman.
Now, this is Charlie Stafford reminding you this program has been selected to be heard by Armed Forces AWOL.
Why?
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Peter Hackers cuts himself shaving tomorrow morning on the NBC World News Roundup.
I'm terribly confused. I don't know which way I'm going.
WRC, WRC-FM, NBC in Washington. At the sound of the tone, the time will be exactly 7:30.
Yeah, it's 7:05, huh?
Yeah, I don't know.
7:05, we're on.
Where the time goes, it seems to me sometimes that we get involved in so many things around here.
Well, you fellas, hurry up, you're on the air.
Thank you, KB, very good.
I'm standing out here waiting to tell you.
Hey, you're looking very nice tonight, KB.
Thank you very much, I feel pretty good.
What's Arthur Page doing it with? Come on over, Eddie. Hey, Arthur.
Okay, nothing. Let's get our show underway here.
What do you got there behind your hand there?
No, that's
behind your bag.
Nothing, I'm just ready to... let's get started.
I saw you had a box.
Dog knows around now, will you? I'm busy. I'm trying to get this crummy show on the radio.
You had a box of something in your hand a moment ago.
Don't
let's
be
see.
So nosy.
Put your hand on.
Don't
let me see.
Get your hand.
Give me your hand.
I'll hold it.
No, wait.
Now you did it.
What is that smell?
What do you mean?
Good heavens.
It's my aftershave lotion.
Smells like burning turkey feathers or something. It's the wildest smell I've ever smelled in my life.
Very high-class shaving lotion. It's called Soi-Mené.
It's called Soi-Mené?
Yeah.
What does it mean?
It means a night in Manassas. $25 a gallon.
Well, this is just a little thing, a little vial.
You get $24 back on the...
Accent is on the vial, yes.
On the bottle.
This is really pretty potent.
Well, Yeah, I know what you mean, Bobby. It's pretty potent, isn't it? Well... It is pretty potent, isn't it?
I think the best thing we could do right now...
Let's all hold on now.
I don't think the guy's going to get it here in time for...
How am I going to start the record with my hand on my nose?
Boy, is that stuff gave me...
Maybe I can start it with my feet here.
Okay. Play the thing.
are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
The Joy Boy Show for this particular Tuesday night, isn't it? Yes.
Oh, but is it Wednesday or Tuesday?
No, it's Tuesday.
KB, is it Wednesday?
I think it's Tuesday, fellas.
No, I know it's not Thursday
not
because it's
Tuesday,
payday.
Fellas.
Sure it's Tuesday, Art? Boy, for heaven's sake.
Now, John Hickman, our musical director over there, this is the Joy Boys program.
Can't we get a mop in here or something and clean that
very
shaving lotion up?
Shaving lotion. I wish you wouldn't criticize
it. It's so potent, though. It's just about to kill my nostrils.
Would you like to tell everybody what we have on our program?
Yeah, coming up on our show, we are going to have a very interesting... hey, guess who's coming back today?
Who's coming back?
Betty Crockett.
Hey, after a long absence, she's been away.
Summer vacation, she's coming back.
She's been
back.
Going to various cooking schools, I understand, learning how to cook.
So we should have a very interesting interview with Betty.
So we're looking forward
Snoople,
to having her back.
Interview with the author of the new book, Things to Do and Say While in an Elevator.
I bet he sat up nights thinking that one out.
And also, we will talk to Randolph W. Goon, who will present the...
Goon River Anthology. Yeah. And we do have an award today, too.
That's right. The plasterers of the greater Washington area have just voted this show the one they would most like to while they are working.
Huh? Well, anyway, it's worth something.
Get plastered, I
would
think.
Would you check the take that over
okay.
again?
I don't...
Hey, how do you like the way I played the guitar on that one, huh?
Pretty good. Now take the pick out of your toe there. And
okay.
That's Billy May or Billy...
He might, yes.
Yeah, might in the Arkansas.
What's it called there?
I have no idea. Down home...
That's Billy Might and... I mean, Billy May and I have no idea. No, it's actually, it's called the Down Home Rag.
What?
I told you just
like a newspaper
the thing
down there. Somewhere.
Yeah. I read it every week. It's wonderful.
Right. Wonderful.
Yes, sir. Safeway's Great Mix or Match'em Dollar Sale is here again, friends. Tremendous varieties of food values for you to mix or match for a dollar. Now, here are some of the 4 for $1 selection. 46-ounce can of Del Monte Pineapple Grapefruit Drink.
I'll take 2 of those.
38-ounce can of K-Pec Grape Drink.
I'll take 4 of those.
K-Pec Grape Apple Drink in the 32-ounce can.
1 of those.
And the 3 for $1 group, 46-ounce can of Hawaiian Punch.
3 of those.
46-ounce can of Hawaiian Golden Punch.
1.5 of those.
24-ounce bottle of Welch's Grape Juice.
7 of those. I'll take 3.
There you are, some of the wonderful values that await you when you shop during the great Mix or Match'em Dollar Sale.
I'm going to mix a couple of grape juices with some orange juice.
At Safeway, where food is first. Don't drink them in the store, buddy. You after the show. Oh, and now, as we approach the quiet hours, it's time to meditate as we present Goon River Anthology with our poet, Mr. Randolph W. Goon. Try the lock, Mr. Goon. Just a moment. I think the Goon is... Just a moment, please.
Ow! Ow! Son of a gun!
The door gave way and...
Sorry!
Well, I see you're here, Mr.
Put the boys, bro. Open it up!
Now, ladies and gentlemen, as he approaches on tippy-toe...
Ouch!
So he shouldn't raise no dust. Here is our poet, Mr. Randolph W. Baboon.
Baboon.
Excuse
me, I didn't mean to boom in like that. Let me take my microphone over here. Good evening, poet lovers, and welcome to the program.
Mr. Goon. First poem is entitled Pots and Pans.
Yes, it is. Would you like a
I got the little green tablet in the little white box there.
If you're fine.
One of those there. Slip right into your pocketbook or purse. Pots and pans. Being a husband, I try and do the best I can. I even wash the dishes. That is almost all of the dishes except the pots and pans. The plates, why, they're as easy as a breeze, and the glasses are a snap. But when it comes to pots and pans, that's when I put down my fat. Like that. Just put my foot down. Those little greasy grease spots are so doggone hard to clean, even after 7 pads of Grillo?
Yeah.
The more grease spots I've seen. Oh, please give me a break now and let me remain a husband sweet. Rather than wash those pots and pans, I simply would rather not eat. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, our second.
Do quit coughing over there.
Sorry.
I hired you as an agent. Not a sound effects man.
Our next poem for this evening.
Think.
Is entitled Think. No, is entitled Talking to Myself. Mr. Goon.
Hmm? What?
He said Mr. Goon.
Well, I heard him. I'm not
sure. Well, read it.
Oh, is it the cue? I know it may sound silly, but I know I'm not alone. Whether in my car or on the street, I talk to myself. Sometimes even on the phone. It gives me a certain peace of mind to know someone is as intelligent as I will take the time to chat and talk and not make me feel shy.
Why did I ever take the job as your agent? That's all.
However, it is a bit depressing when standing all alone. I'm jabbering a mile a minute, and then someone comes in with a grin on his chin and looks at me like I belong in one of those movies produced by Max Sennett. I really don't understand that one either too well. I think
you'd better...
Out!
I think you'd better start...
I'm not even walking and I kicked the can.
I hope you talk to yourself better than you talk on the air, Mr. Goon.
I think so, yeah.
Thank you for your poems for this evening. And now in closing, here's Mr. Goon's thought for the day.
Thank the music,
you want some more music?
Yes, Rosa.
Yes, Rosa, would you please...
Give a few more
bars.
Yes, I would love that after the show.
No,
we can have a large group.
Here's Mr. Goon.
Company party, maybe?
His thought for today.
As you travel on through life, whatever be your goal, keep your eye upon the donut. On some sneaky slob will come in there and snitch it. That's what they'll do, those donuts.
And so, friends,
hungry bunch.
We come to the end.
Management, that's who they
are. Of another option, of another program of. Moon River and a thousand. And so until next. Goodbye, Randy. So long for Randolph W. Goon. I'll see you downstairs after the show, Randy. We'll go out and let it up. That's Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney and Love Won't Let You Get Away, and neither will the sponsors.
Frank Sinatra's my name, and I'm in a new movie called Ocean's 11. It's all about a fellow named Danny Ocean, that's me, and my 11 pals. We have an exciting time and a wonderful time.
That's Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Angie Dickinson in Ocean's 11, Technicolor from Warner Brothers.
Hey, pal, Ocean's 11 starts tomorrow. Don't miss Ocean's 11 downtown at the Metropolitan and uptown at the Ambassador Theaters.
But I don't swim. Ladies and gentlemen, we have with us in our studio a gentleman that is certainly no newcomer to the world of literature.
Right over here, sir, would you please?
Author,
thank
lecturer,
you.
Entrepreneur of the show business world. But a man who has been very, very distinguished in the literary world. Perhaps he's an author.
Microphone. Not perhaps. You have the same agent as Randy.
Definitely
Goon.
Yes, I do. I noticed that your nose is twitching, too. He's also a part-time rabbit, I think. We have with us in the studio the very charming, distinguished Mr. Charlie Otis.
How do you do?
Mr. Otis?
It's a great pleasure to be on your program today, and I want you to know that I've been looking forward to this interview for many weeks.
Mr. Otis is the author of the fantastic book that sold over 75 million copies, Fleeing Fido, which appeared about 3 years ago, perhaps you remember. And the most recent publication was Cutting Capers with Cookie Cutters, which sold, I think, something like how many?
6 copies.
I understand that it wasn't quite as well received as Fleet.
Didn't go over quite as well as the other one, but we can't have hits all the time, can we?
Your newest book, Things to Do and Say While in an Elevator.
That's right.
Certainly must be a very, very provocative book, since almost every single one of us travels in an elevator at least once a week.
I think so, yes.
Well, now, would you tell us just a little bit about what prompted you to write this book?
Well, I have ridden in elevators for many years myself, as a matter of fact. I used to be an elevator operator. Maybe you think maybe it's strange the way I talk. When you go up and down, up and down, up and down, 8 hours a day, why, it gets to be kind of old stuff after 5-6 years. And every time I was in an elevator, I noticed that people always had different things and different ways of acting when they would get in an elevator. And there was a few moments, a few seconds between floors when there was a moment of togetherness, but nothing to say.
So you have in your book stated things to say and things to be said when you're in an elevator and sort of stuck with a captive audience.
I'm sure you know some of the things that people do when they're in elevators, don't you?
Well, most of the time, people, as soon as they go in the elevator, they stand there and they just look up. They don't say where they chortle to themselves or look up or very nervously sort of tap their foot or, you know.
That's right, and sometimes it gets to be awfully monotonous. Now, I have facts in this book, like, for instance, if you get in an elevator and you're going to the 25th floor, maybe, you could say, do you realize that this elevator will hold 265 tons without snapping a cable?
Must be a large elevator there.
A big elevator.
Oh, that's, yeah.
Designed for
fat women. It's a great elevator, I was going to say, yeah.
Or you might say something like, nice day, isn't it?
That's very original and clever.
I think so, yes. It sort of breaks the ice.
Just something to do and say. Well, we will be very happy to get this book. It's a copy that should be available to us at our favorite bookshop soon, right?
I hope so.
Well, thank you very much, Mr.
You're welcome.
It's been wonderful.
Thank you.
I hope you get rid of that throat problem there.
I do, too.
Yeah, you have a real thing going there.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, that was Mavis Rivers, Get Out and Get Under the Moon. And I'm very happy to report that there's a light in the experimental kitchen tonight after all these weeks.
It's been a long, long time. I don't know where she's been.
Now,
we'll
find out.
Let's
walk down the hall and find out. My, that looks inviting in there, doesn't it?
Yes,
yeah.
Arthur, come along. We'll all hold
right,
hands.
Let's push on the door here.
I'll put my shoulder up here. There we go.
Welcome again to Betty Crockett's kitchen. My goodness. Once again, with pride and pleasure, WRC is proud to present our home economist, Miss Betty Crockett.
With all your cares and woe, here I go,
Betty.
CBS Radio, bye-bye. Hello, kill
Betty,
the theme, KB.
Really, okay, Betty.
Oh, come here, KB. Come here. I haven't seen
oh,
you.
Oh, no,
since.
I'm a married man.
KB, I think you're
Can
stuck.
I have one of them in my chicken?
Arthur! Get your hand off my chicken fat.
Well, you didn't kiss me the way you kissed him, did you?
I wouldn't kiss you if you're the last man left on the face of this earth.
I don't like my shaving lotion,
Big
huh?
Boob. Smells like something happened in here. What is that awful odor, anyway?
That's Arthur's shaving lotion, Betty. And,
yeah,
now, listen, where have you been for the past 2 or 3 months?
Hello, Ed. I'm so glad to see
hello,
you.
Hello, Betty. I'm so glad
oh,
to see you.
Oh, you're just looking so
well,
good.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Say hello to Willard, Betty.
Hello to Willard, Betty.
No,
this is Willard. I'm Betty. You're Betty.
Now, wait. Where have you been for the last few months?
Betty's been out on a real big toot.
You mean a tour, don't you?
No, I've been out on a toot. Been out for about 2 months on a real big toot.
I see.
Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe's Silver Chief toot.
Is it true you were taking cooking lessons while you were gone?
That's a pack of bold-faced ones, Eddie.
I see. Well, I just wanted to find out. Now, I'm sure that after being away for so long, you've come up with some Jim Dandy recipes.
Well, I was out in San Francisco there for a while.
San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. And I met Cisco to you too, kid. Mm-hmm. And I was out there and had a lovely time. I met some wonderful people.
Yes,
I did. Wonderful. Yes. A couple of Japanese friends, don't you know?
Oh, I see.
And also met a couple of German friends, too.
In San Francisco,
yes. And a couple of Italian friends.
That's very nice.
Wonderful.
Now, what's your recipe?
Well, I had a wonderful idea. You see, a couple of my German friends and some of my Italian friends are coming up east, don't you know, next week.
Yes.
And they're going to be visiting us.
So what are you going to
do? Well, I came up with some wonderful, they call sauerkraut pizza, Ed.
Sauerkraut pizza?
That's it, exactly. You take a great big old pizza mold.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with molded pizza.
Uh-huh, yeah,
you
know. I know the type.
And you take the pizza mold and you fix it with regular pizza with cheese and everything.
And do you have mozzarella and everything?
No, no, you sprinkle it with sauerkraut and then you bake
you
it.
You do. Mm-hmm. How about anchovies or anything like that?
No, just sauerkraut. And
is it pretty good?
Terrible.
That's what I thought. Well, thank you,
buddy. I don't like these people too much, and I'm hoping...
I hope we can work something out.
Yes, well
I'll welcome back.
See you later.
We'll see you next
Tuesday. Nice to see you again. I say, would you get your hands off my...
I wanted some sauerkraut pizza there, that's all.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
There you have it for the joy boys for Tuesday. This is Ed Walker.
Well, Art Scott here, thanking our good engineer there, Bobby Shedden. Our band engineer, Arthur Page.
Could you loan me a buck so I get some more of that shaving lotion?
And our half-baked engineer, K.B. Williams.
I beg your pardon.
How do you do there?
John Hickman on music line. John.
This is Charlie Staff reminding you this program has been heard to be selected.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Bridget Bardot does a guest shot on Monitor tonight on NBC.
Wow.
WRC, WRC-FM, Washington. At the tone, 7:30. See by the great big hole in the door over there. Apparently they were doing a Western in here last evening.
And yeah, with real bullets.
Blew the lock right off the door.
That way. Time for the Joy Boys show here.
Got the records all set, fellas.
Thank you, Arthur. How are you, sir? Bobby, good to see you.
I'm fine. Very chipper this evening.
Good to see you, Bobby.
Yes, indeed.
Looking mighty spiffy. There's KB. Hi, KB Williams.
Shut up.
What?
I said, shut up. KB, what's the matter?
KB,
Look, Scott, I told you to shut up.
Ouch. Wait a minute now.
Just a minute, KB. We've been working this show together for a long time, and you never had to,
shut up.
Oh!
Hey, for goodness sake.
KB, quit hitting me.
I got something on my mind, and I don't want to be bothered about the show tonight. I'm mad.
I've never seen you like this.
You too, Jen.
Come here, Bobby. Come here, fella.
Well, then, let's get to the root of this problem. What seems to be wrong?
Well, you got me working overtime, Lamar.
What was it?
This station for 40 years now. They make
you tomorrow your day off or something?
No, nothing like that.
I said, was it supposed to be your day off?
No, it was work. But I want to watch The Untouchables tomorrow night. Some of my friends are on the show. They're doing their story, and now I won't get to do it.
Well, KB.
That serves you right. I've been working overtime for years, Paige. I'm a mild fella. So at last, I'm getting my dander all riled up. Now, shut up. Now that I got that out of my system, I'll play the theme.
The joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Here we are. It's the Joy Boys show for Wednesday night here. This is Ed Walker.
Willard Scott over here.
And you've met our engineer.
Yeah, you've met our engineer.
We haven't introduced John Hickman, our music director. John.
More heavens.
He's getting worse instead of better.
John's in stereo this afternoon.
Yes, we have a show for you this evening.
Won't quit.
I think.
Yes, we're going to interview a boxer.
Really?
We will also, our new NBC, newest personnel here at NBC. Remo Schott, our staff drummer, will be here.
It sounds like old radio is back again. We're hiring staff musicians.
And he's going to come in here and sell a song for us.
And then we also have
the answer man.
Do we have an award today?
I was going to ask you, do we have an award today?
Let me see here. Yes, I think we do. The shoe manufacturers of America have just voted us the two biggest sneakers in radio.
You can pronounce better than that. Forget it. Play something.
And that's Glenn Gray and the orchestra in a thing called That's a Plenty. I used to eat those in the movies all the time.
Real chewy, I always thought, yeah.
That's delicious. Good and plenty.
Shut up. Frank Sinatra is my name, and I'm in a new movie called Ocean's 11. It's all about a fellow named Danny Ocean. That's me and my 11 pals. We have an exciting time and a wonderful time.
That's Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., Peter Lawford, Angie Dickinson in Ocean's 11. Technicolor from Warner Brothers.
Now playing, don't miss Ocean's 11 downtown at the Metropolitan Theater and uptown at the Ambassador Theater. Ocean's 11.
And doing all we can to keep this program up to date and modern and to keep radio alive and fresh in Washington and so that you, our listeners, might have something a little different to listen to each day, we have arranged with our special staff upstairs in the program department to interview a boxer on this program. His name is Butch Barbera, and he should be along any moment right now.
According to
our routine sheet.
Butch is quite an outstanding man in his field. He's a big boxer, it says here.
Won apparently five or six, according to the, and he's a real champion all the way down the line. So we're hoping our doing our best to see if we can get him to come on in the studio. I understand he's out in the hall right now, so...
I'll go get him.
Okay, go get our guest, Butch Barbera, the famous boxer.
Mr. Barbera, would you come in? Mr. Barbera, come on in here. Couldn't find Mr. Barbera, but there was a dog wandering around out there.
Wait a minute. Here, fella. Come here. Here, boy.
Don't touch that animal. I'm his trainer.
Wait a minute. Well, cut his barker off there for just a minute, will you? And let's us chat a bit.
Yeah?
Could you tell us, we were supposed to interview a boxer, Butch Barber.
Well, there he is, right there.
Well, that's a boxer dog.
Right, Butch? Well, Butch is a fine boxer.
I know, but
I've been training him for television in the fall. We're going to use him in a big way.
I know this.
He's going to be an all-star dog.
Wait a minute.
Going to make Lassie and Rin Tin Tin look like amateurs.
NBC's had plenty.
That's right. You tell him, Butch, baby.
So we've had plenty of all-star dogs on television last season on NBC.
I've heard your show, yes. And I want you to know that Butch is one of the outstanding animals of our time.
You tell him, baby, you're
going to have your own show, Butch.
I like animals. However, we did have arranged on this program originally an interview with a boxer, and I don't
like your attitude there, Squat. As a matter of Scott, I think I'll have Butch come and take a bite out of your leg or something.
Take the dog and,
he's on a diet, so I won't let him do that.
We're not going to interview a dog. They've made some stupid mistakes upstairs, but a boxer, I really... All right.
That's Doris Day.
And
Stepping out. With my baby.
With my friend.
If you're going to do it right. But yeah,
guy wrote the script, also booked the dog.
This is the only AM program in stereo.
Safeway's Great Mix or Match and Dollar Sale is here again. Tremendous varieties of food values for either mix or match for a dollar. Here are some of the real values in the 8 for a dollar combination. 16-ounce can of Townhouse applesauce, 16-ounce can of garden-side cut green beans, 16-ounce can of Highway Sweet Peas. And the 5 for a dollar selection includes 32-ounce bottle of Townhouse apple juice,
4-ounce
can of Libby's Vienna sausage,
and the... No,
there you are.
The wonderful values that await you when you shop during the Great Mixer Match of Dollar Sale at Safeway, where food is first.
I mixed them.
I matched them.
Oh,
Okay, we're waiting now, ladies and gentlemen. Something very exciting is going to happen pretty soon.
I hope it's not like that boxer we had on.
No.
This is the Joy Boy show for Wednesday night, in case you're wondering here.
I was wondering here.
It's not, it's not a Connell Rad test or anything.
And, you should, hope not.
No.
We've had it. No, the point is that we have hired, ladies and gentlemen, in trying to bring back as much old-time radio as we can. We finally talked the programming department into spending $35, which is the price it takes to get a union musician in on the show. And once a week, we have set aside in our budget that much money to have a musician. Well, we tried and auditioned and tried to get guys that would be suited for the job for a little variety. So we finally wound up with a drummer.
Now, we wanted to get the man who could do the most for the least amount of money.
Yeah, budget, probably.
And I think he's out in the hall there now.
Remo.
Remo, would you come in?
Remo Schatz. Come on in, Remo. Thank you very much,
Thank
Remo.
Thank you very much. Let me just bring my drum in here.
Okay.
You don't mind.
Remo is a drummer.
Can I set him up over here? Oops.
Remo has dropped your
cymbal there.
And Remo is a drummer. Remo is also
Remo
a singer.
Remo is a drummer and a singer.
And he's going to sing and drum.
Hey, that sounds like a good idea for a show. I would just like to
Flower
say,
sing drum,
I would like to express my gratitude
Remo,
to the people of
we
this
all
station
pay you to talk.
For bringing
music
back the art of live musicians. Because today,
Remo,
in this era of rock and roll
Remo,
records,
Remo,
it's not very often.
What we're going to do, ladies and gentlemen, is have Remo Schatz, our
you don't want me to talk,
drummer here at NBC, to sing and play. Remo?
Yes.
What are you going to sing and play for us?
If you move the mic back a little bit, I'd tell
I
you.
Will when you start singing.
Oh, all right. I'm going to sing an old favorite song and play at the same time. It's called Cecilia.
Let me fix the metronome
over
here.
Start the metronome,
okay.
Please. Two, three, four. Does your mother know you're out? What's her name? Oh, Cecilia. Does she know that I'm about to steal ya? Oh my, when I look in your eyes, 2, 3, 4, something tells me you and I should get together. Oh, how's about a little kiss? Sarah, Cecilia, just a kiss you'll never miss.
Let me turn the page.
Cecilia, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Why do we two keep on wasting time?
Solo.
Cecile, you say that you'll be mine.
Solo.
I'm going to do a dance while I play. Very tiring. I really wish you guys would hire at least a trumpeter or something. Maybe one out-of-tune violin. Okay. You got $35 worth. That's all. Thank you. Thank you. If you excuse me, now I'm going to take my drums and beat it.
Okay.
I love the look.
Let me just finish getting the rest of the drums out of here. Didn't get the kettle drum. My bongos won't fit through the door.
I'm sorry J.B. Williams hit you in the mouth there and knocked you off the drum stand.
There he goes.
K.B. has been very excited today. Yes,
shut up.
Okay, KB, it's not the attitude to take. You've got to work a little overtime tomorrow. It happens to all of us. It happens to even us staff
announcers.
You
looking for a fat lip to match the rest of you?
Let me just continue.
Pretty funny.
You're athletic. KB,
as bad
quick
as I feel,
take
I
one
come
of these pills. There, you're athletic.
Excuse me.
Am I first? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Oh!
The answer man is on
first time
man
in 4 years.
Wait a minute,
and
let's get the mics rearranged.
Blew my first
here
line here.
Let me
sorry
go on over here. You said it was
a little late.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I know. I knew something was wrong about rehearsal.
Excuse me. Yes, we didn't have that any. That's what it was. All right?
Yeah, hold on. May I use this mic over here?
Certainly.
Oh,
the dog is back. Would you get that dog out of here? For
he's a fine animal, I'm telling you.
Caught him right on the bark there. I think I see what's going on.
This one okay over here?
If you are.
I'd say, is this one all right over here? Oh.
I wish you'd come over here where I could hear the questions better.
That's all right. I'm not going to sit near you.
I see. Well, I
tomorrow at Leone's for dinner again, and I won't even do the show in the same studio.
I have highly seasoned food for dinner.
Just okay.
Where do I begin? Oh, yes, Huckleberry Hound has had his rabies shots. Want me to take it again?
Yeah.
Yes, Huckleberry Hound has had his rabies shots.
No, Sinbad the Sailor was not in the Naval Reserve.
Yes, the fall of the House of Usher was due to termites.
No, the wine press does not publish a bartender's guide.
Bees and many...
Wait a minute. It's time once more for radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man, now in its 84th year. Each week at this time, The Answer Man answers the questions you, the listeners, have sent to him. Now, here he is.
Answer Man.
The Answer Man.
Thank you, Willard Scott, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's a great pleasure to be back again answering the many quizzical questions that you people see fit to write into me. I see we have a big bag here in the studio. Oh, for heaven's sake.
We're
sorry,
fat
lady.
Today, Mr. Answer Man.
Yes, you are. Now, would you read our first question, please?
A toughie from Arlington writes...
What? That's no way to talk about... Well, we don't know anything about his personal life.
That's Agnes Tuffy from Arlington. She writes... What is meant in the legal world by a lawyer's briefs?
Well, that's a pretty personal question, Miss Tuffy. Actually, lawyers wear them just like the rest of us.
Squirrels do it. Chinese,
yes, there you are.
All right. A watch repairman from
Bethesda... Porter summed it up very nicely there in that song. Go ahead.
A watch repairman from Bethesda asks this question.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Big Ben?
I think he's about 55 years old. He's been selling papers down on the corner. I've been buying my morning papers from Big Ben for years.
Not to be confused with the rice salesman, right. I see.
Huh?
Hmm?
Yes.
Mr. Richard DeFlute Tudor of Wheaton writes, in the old radio commercial, they used to use the word sodium acetyl salicylate.
Oh, yes.
Where did this word come from, and what is its real meaning?
It's a legitimate word based on some Latin terminology. Everyone knows that sodium acetyl salicylate. No,
sodium
acetyl salicylate.
One minute.
Sodium acetyl salicylate. Sodium, I wish you wouldn't...
student of literature from GW University would like to know...
You can't read it, huh? I've always said these college kids ought to learn how to write, you know?
I can't read this one at all. I'd like to know what is meant in literature. What is a suitor? Who was Romeo's first suitor?
Oh, in literature? You mean in the Shakespearean play?
Yeah, who was Romeo's first suitor?
Robert Hall.
You've been listening to radio's time-honored program, The Answer Man. If you have any questions for which you'd like the answer, just send a card or letter to The Answer Man in care of Red Square, Hartburn 2, Virginia, along with $634 to cover the cost of printing and mailing. And be with us again next week when once more we'll present...
The Answer Man.
Thank you, Mr.
We're a little late, folks. Good night.
Good night.
Joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio, we chase electrons to and fro.
And I think if my watch serves me correctly, that's just about all the time we have for the joy boys.
Let me see your watch here. I think it's... Oh!
No, I know
sorry.
It's not going to serve me correctly. That's the Joy Boy show for this Wednesday night, then. This would be Ed Walker.
Willard Scott here. You know how most shows in the summertime play back the best of the winter shows?
Yeah.
These are the worst of our winter shows. These are all bits of the shows that we never used during the winter, and we thought, you know, we'd stick you with them in the summertime. Yeah. So
kind of get rid of the tape, you know.
You're wondering what happened to the quality
thanks
of all
for
that.
Nothing.
Arthur Page, our engineer,
yeah.
Bobby Chitten, our recording supervisor. Little old Art Page was over there, and so was, what's his name?
A.B. Williams, shut up.
George Greasy was on our show.
And John Hickman, thank you.
Well, this is Charlie Stafford. This program has been selected to be heard.
We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
By our armed forces overseas.
Major Adams runs into a dust storm tonight on Wagon Train on NBC.